Good afternoon, Hopkins Junior High School Wind Ensemble. I'm Rory Schneider, retired professor from Diablo Valley College. Looking forward to making comments for your top group at your school. I've heard the other ones, and a lot of good things going on there. Nice program you've picked. Looking forward to making some comments. CMEA 2019, Castro Valley High School. Yeah, this is a great old tune. Or should I say, one of the important pieces in his educational literature. Good technical control woodwinds, maybe a little short on your staccatos at the beginning. Large band, but you're trying to get down to mezzo piano day. Nice piccolo. Excellent euphonium solo. Make sure you arrive at the down major C together. Flutes really soft. Especially piccolo. Yeah, you're doing pretty well. Not quite as together as it could be there with the clarinets and altos. Make sure you're all watching. Really precise. Percussion's a little loud there. Really soft on a bass drum. Yeah, we're kind of sailing through these mezzo pianos. If you really played mezzo piano here, then that double forte coming up is going to be even more impressive. Yeah, those high E and F on the flute there, going to be difficult, especially matching with piccolo. It's usually high, so think about that and match. Yeah, trumpets. Cornet parts. Always watch on that retard. Last two notes were good. I change that to mezzo forte on trumpets. Accent come down. Da 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 da. Don't let me hear any slide action in the trombones. And I think that little section at 84 with bassoon, tenor, baritone could be cleaned up a little bit. All right. Yes, very nice. I like your band setup. Maybe just suggest bassoons over on the edge. Kind of covered in the middle of the band there. You could wrap the tubas around a little closer and then the bassoons. Or by the Barry sax there, somewhere closer to the audience. Thank you. Ah, excellent. Excellent, Richard. Yeah, very, very nice. Very impressive ending, the way they finished the Richard. You know, very professional-like, yes. Yeah, it's a great piece I haven't had in a while. Heard in a while. I'm glad you brought it out. Now we're rotating chairs. Just a personal observation, I'd avoid tuning between songs. You probably don't do that at the home concert, so treat that just like that. And clarinets, I can't see any of your faces. You get that stand way up, which I guess so you can see the conductor and the sound comes out, so that's all right. A little false start. We're going to need the clarinets, and you get... Modern piece where you learn to embrace the dissonance, how to play a minor second or a major second in tune to get softer clarinets. The softer you play a minor second, the better it's going to sound. Now, first is good, second and third back off. I always want to hear the melody. Very nice job on that piccolo solo, by the way. Thank you. Yeah, the minor seconds and major seconds are grating this hard. It's an advanced concept. Like playing a jazz band, sometimes you got to play notes that have seven or eight, chords that have seven or eight notes. So you have to figure out how your note that's a half step away from another one stays in tune. And that happens with modern concert music also. This is beautiful. Horns, let's give the clarinets a little more chance. I think their part is more interesting here. I hear trumpet companies. Is that what the trombones have them? If not, you should... Way light. Maybe not much a break between that 5-4 and 3-4 bar we just went past. Flute, you can play softer than that up there. It's only high C and D. You know, when it's unison, you're going to play a little softer than when it's harmonized. good brass on dynamics intonation, but we didn't quite move together from this quarter note to the half note there, a few bars before 70. Keep the support up on that diminuendo whole notes after 80 so that the pitch doesn't go down as you get softer. I'd like to hear less of the whole note and more of the da-da-dee-da-da-da, the legato tongue and the trumpets. Like the beginning. Pianissimo might even be better on clarinets. Not quite in tune. You can hear some beats in there. The clarinets in that last few bars. Again, I don't see a need for a break between that 5-4 and the 3-4 bar we just went past. A quick breath, maybe. Now you gotta just get softer and softer and softer. It's helped by the orchestration. He's dying down to just a few people. Oh, that chord's beautiful. And the last chord was great. We just didn't all quite start it at the same time. Good job on that piece. Thanks for bringing it. That's a nice modern thing with a lot of its own different challenges. And you did very nicely at it. You're playing literature that some... high school wind ensembles wouldn't do as well at. So that's a nice compliment, huh? Okay, one more to Kelly. I've heard this one. Yeah, if you've played a couple times, you just got to use your ears. You're going to use them anyway. Starts with an alto sax solo. As you know, that's the best instrument ever invented. Not just because that's my favorite one. It's just because it sounds so good. Just kidding. Thanks for adding a vibrato. Nice sound. Sound nice, it's intonation. I would just suggest a slightly faster vibrato, a little wider for the classical vibrato, which is different than the jazz vibrato if you're playing jazz band also. See if we can keep it in the mezzo piano range, even though we just added about 20 more players. Intonation is pretty good. Sometimes we have beats. First thing to do is match pitch with the person next to you, like instruments. The next one, the challenge is for like what we just did, around 25 to 29, matching pitches in first alto sax and first clarinets. So if you know where to listen for, that helps. And hopefully you can hear them. And after you rehearse it a lot, you could get to know that, and it's pointed out to you. Leave room for a little swell in the middle of that phrase. This is nice, full band, not too heavy, mezzo piano with growth coming, yes. Good job with the 16ths, all the 16ths are well subdivided. Yeah, good. That played rhythmically precise. And articulations before 67. Well done. Yeah, that opening movement kind of served as like your band ballad. That's your slow. Quite getting in tune with the bassoons on the bottom there. So yeah, nice soft playing. And the audience doesn't realize you're not done. Only when the conductor turns around, then you clap. Otherwise, wait. Oop, not quite there in tune. Play forte to come out mezzo forte, the straight mute. And the sustained notes, it's just like a bagpipe, so back off. Da 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 da. Accent harder. Nice work with the change of meters. This is the challenge of that piece. At least sustained, mostly groupings of two. Eighth notes. If you get 5/8 and 7/8 where you change groups of twos and threes, that's really hard. And you'll be doing that later, I'm sure, in your career. Yeah, brass. That was nice, 31 low brass. Percussion, very nice. Whole band's doing well here. Precision, a slight problem there. Make sure you keep watching. You'll find that some parts you really like and played a lot of times in your practice room with maybe rushing a little bit. Da-da-da-da-da, that feels rushed. Ah, horns. Very nice into this section. Morse and euphonium doing a nice job of playing mezzo piano. Very connected, yes. Nice blend with the tenor sax. Not sure if all your mutes are in tune. You know how to tune a mute? It's not like tune a fish, it's tune a mute. Anyway, bad joke, but tune your instrument to its tuning note, make sure it's perfect in tune, put in the straight mute, and see if it's still in tune. If not, you can adjust your tuning slide. Guys, realize I put in my cup mute, I pull my tuning slide out an eighth of an inch. Or, if you're really into it, you can shave your corks or add corks so it goes right exact into the bill and you don't have to mess with tuning slides. Many things is listen, just like you do with open horn. All right, what a wind ensemble. Pleasure to hear you. Playing some difficult music very well. A little more mature beyond your years, which is another nice compliment. So hope some of the things I've said will help you out in your future growth. As musicians, that's the whole idea of these things. Come up and pick a few ideas and inspiration. Prepared hard, well, for this, which you obviously did. A lot of rehearsal time and a lot of individual practice of time at home. Everybody, if you didn't do that, I know you're not with the majority. That's important. To play stuff like this, that requires individual commitment by each musician to play as part as well as possible. Then you played a performance like you just did. It's really, really, really good. And then how do you feel now? Do you think it went good? Did you do well? That's almost as important as looking at the scores that your judge is giving later. More important than that is the comments, the written comments, the checks on the back of the sheets. But the best thing, yeah, I see the cup meets and the trombones now. I'll just pull more air through them. sight reading, good with that. Hope you all worked at that, especially at your level. You're going to keep going. You're going to find out sight reading becomes more important. More and more important part of your musicianship as you grow through more groups and less rehearsal and more time to sight read. So did you guys, anybody practice that at home before you came to the good rating, to the sight reading room? If not, think about that. Do it next time. If you're playing from an advanced book, get an intermediate book just to use for sight reading. Or trade an etude book with a colleague, a friend, and especially before a thing, read sight read daily. Often incorporate that into your practice. I do that not as much as I used to when I did more sight reading jobs, but you know, pro musicians go and look at something and play. If they don't play it good the first time, they'll get somebody else hired. That sight reading level of the top pros, like the guys that record for movies, is just fantastic. So again, thanks a lot and keep up the good work.